the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2-Way, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sin flood of statism out of your head. Can you feel it? Is it working, Steve Miller?
So well.
Michael Dean, can you feel it?
Yeah, it's a syncope of fainting.
I should add, the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
You know, you guys really like that BIPCOT thing, you fiends. I've noticed that. Yeah. You really like saying it. I came up with that as a joke one afternoon. Yes. While I was working on everything else. Everything else serious of mine. I think that's what I'm going to be remembered for. Like, none of the movies, none of the books, none of the fiends. Just, you know, the BIPCOT license. Like, they don't even remember me, but the BIPCOT license will live on, I think.
Yeah, it's like immortality in a way, yeah. Isn't it? It's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long live BIPCOT.
You know, do you guys seen this thing about the guy who came up with the Debian operating system? Do you know what the Debian Linux operating system? It's I don't know if it was the first, but it was like, the most popular Linux distribution. And the guy's Twitter feed, like, apparently he got beat up by the cops. And he's like, I'm a rich white guy. Cops can't beat me up. Have you seen this stuff?
No, that sounds terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did his privilege protect him?
Maybe. I don't know.
How hard did he vote?
Look at his Wikipedia page. I'll find it. I think it's been deleted. Let's see.
Did they rule him to be not important? That's a common reason for deletion on Wikipedia, is they rule you to be unimportant.
Yeah,
it's got to be the worst thing in the world. That's worse than ever being on, like, on Wikipedia.
I have personal experience with that. Boredom. I had a Wikipedia page for 5 years, and at some point it was deemed non-notable. Now, I'm still on the Italian Wikipedia page as a filmmaker. Oh,
of course.
But in Italy, because, you know, they appreciate me in Europe. But,
no one's a prophet in their own land.
You know? You're like the Jerry Lewis of documentaries about guns and weed.
Ah, yeah. Big in France. Yeah. Well, I was in the Deauville Film Festival with the Selby movie, which is a pretty prominent, fun, it's a real movie thing. They flew me over there for it. That was pretty cool. Put me up in a hotel. Here's what was neat about it was I stayed in a 5-star hotel. I was picked up by a limo driver to and from the airport in Paris to Deauville, treated like a rock star. People asked for my autograph. You know, gave a Q&A after my film to a French audience, somebody up there interpreting in English to French. Like, total rock star treatment. Staying in the same on the same floor in the hotel as Robert Downey Jr. and Pierce Brosnan, and then, like, flew back to L.A. and then didn't have money to, like, wash my clothes after the trip.
That's
kind of fun. Yeah.
That's because you blew all your money on...
So I didn't have any. I'm making the film. There you go.
I'm making a film.
I'm making the film. Yep. Yeah. Man, this Debian guy is like, he said he's committing suicide.
What's his name?
The cops beat him up. Ian Murdoch, but it looks like his Twitter feed has been deleted. I don't know what's up, man. But it's crazy stuff, because this is a guy who's like really respected in tech. You know, it'd be like, oh, I don't know, if like Linux Torvalds all of a sudden was acting the fool and
so
crazy.
So basically embarrassed himself. You know, somebody just needs to tell him to shut up and talk about Linux, right?
Yeah. Shut up and talk about
Linux. Stay in your lane.
Yep, stay in your lane. So I want to know why Steve lost his faith, because everyone who listens to Fiends knows that Steve Miller used to go to seminary school, where he learned that you cannot petition the Lord with prayer, as Jim Morrison said. Jim Morrison lied in that rant on that live record. He said he went to seminary. He never went to seminary. But you went to seminary. You were planning on being Methodist priest, wasn't it?
An exorcist.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I'd chosen this seminary specifically because I heard that they would teach you how to do exorcisms. And then when I got there, the guy that taught the exorcism class, who was, of course, old as old could be,
as the priest in The Exorcist.
There's an exorcism class? Wait, what?
Yes, yes. And he died. And then they didn't replace him. And I was like, well, his soul probably just took another body.
Yeah.
But no, the actual reason I stopped going to the seminary is because you get to the seminary and you learn that none of the professors believe anything that they're paid to say. And that the classes are very much about the professor's own political beliefs. And preaching, yeah.
Social justice, all of, Jesus.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how it started. Like, social justice was a big thing before calling people SJWs was a thing. And this was back when social justice was a concept not associated with cuckoldry. So,
yeah. You know, yeah. I went to boarding school. I was a class of 82, but I flunked out. Well, I got kicked out. And then went to college. Here I was born. When I was 17. Yep. So I was finishing up when you were starting. And the priest at my school, the Church Farm School in Pennsylvania, near where you are, was a really cool guy. Like, he took us to see the band Yes at the, what's the place, big play, the Spectrum in Philly?
What year was that?
It's demolished, but yes.
Well, let's see, like 80, 82, probably 81.
Okay, that's before my time around here.
It was when they lost their singer, and the guys who did Video Killed the Radio Star became the singer and keyboard player in Yes for one album. But he took us to see a few of us to see Yes, and he was one of those hip, like rap with me, relate with me kind of priests, you know? Like, I can reach the youth.
Rap with
your
kids for a minute. Yep.
Those people are probably the ones to keep away from children.
He was a good guy. I liked him. He was married. Sure? He was Episcopal, man. They can be married.
Oh, okay.
And he never tried to.
Does that make it better?
Well, maybe I should feel bad because he didn't try to fondle me. Maybe I wasn't pretty enough or something. But
you've been scarred for life.
I'm going to sue the church because I didn't get molested.
Yeah, why? Why weren't you good enough?
Yeah, but he actually helped. Like, I was adamantly anti-war then, and he said that I should write him a letter about my anti-war beliefs, and he would keep it on file. And if I ever got drafted, I could refer to that letter so I could show having a history of conscientious objection, not just, you know, suddenly when I get drafted, which is pretty smart and pretty cool. And I looked that guy up recently, and he was like, the first thing I found was a picture of him with his arm around Barack Obama. I was like, ugh, man, why are the good ones always like sucked into this social justice religion crap? It's not
vortex.
It's not kindness, right, to force governments to give money to the poor.
Shut up and talk about Jesus. You know?
Yeah,
there was a lot of crying in seminary too, and I did not like that.
People are crying.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was mostly women. It was technically an ovary.
Do you know Ellen Burstyn was in The Exorcist? Young, hot Ellen Burstyn was the mother.
Yeah,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Before she was the crazy old lady in Requiem for a Dream. Do you guys watch Game of Thrones?
Nope.
No, I don't watch it at all. My wife loves it.
I have
the
Game of Thrones bitmoji, though.
I mean, she's watched every season of it. Like, she goes in the other room, I stay in my room, she goes in the living room. It's just noise and violence and sex and murder to me. That's what it sounds like. And there's one line that I heard really clearly from the other room the other day, and it just sums up the show for me, and I just keep saying it to my wife. It's a woman, she sounds really old, but it's a young woman saying, "Where are my dragons?" And it just, that's kind of become like our meme around the house for that show is, "Where are my dragons?" It sums it up.
Hi, baby. Always chasing the dragon.
Good night, baby. Love you.
Yeah, good night. Yeah, we love you.
Yeah, we love you.
See, little love in Fiend World.
Yep. So how about that underrated Steve Miller Christmas episode? Babby didn't make that. I was disappointed.
It's okay. I technically wasn't invited.
Yeah, that's because you have technical issues, and we didn't want to have the guy whose Fiend phone crashes everyone else's on when there were six people on sharing the network. To be honest, that's probably why you didn't get invited.
And also, I already did one Christmas party with James, so
that's true. Yeah, we don't want to be overexposed there.
I listened to some show today that James Babb was on, and there were like six people on it, and I listened for like 15 minutes, and James Babb said like four words, and it was the most interesting thing on the whole thing.
What show was that?
It was just, there were too many people on it. It was a Salvi's World thing with, it was some guy talking about his medical problems. I'm like, do I sound like that? No, I make it fun, man. Some old guy, Judas Priest. Yeah.
What, did I call in or something, or was I in the studio?
Yeah, you were on Skype, and all you did was said, like, yep, I'm here, and then I listened for 10 minutes, and I was like, that was the best part, man. It was Babby. You're a natural born fiend.
The episodes of Salvi's World that I was on were pretty punchy.
There were some really great Salvi's World episodes, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, everyone else's podcast is just the farm team for the Freedom Fiends.
There you go.
Yeah. I take the brightest and weirdest and put them on.
The Feeny Farm instead of the Funny Farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is a privilege and an honor to...
I love it. I love you guys on the Trigger Weens. No homo.
The Trigger Weens. Yeah. See, that was the reason Jim and I were talking before the show about who was going to say the intro. And I was so afraid that I was going to get on because I didn't have it in front of me. And I was going to try to say it from memory. And I knew that was going to result in me yet again saying, you know, Freedom Trigger Weens. This is the Trigger Weens. Yeah.
That's fine. That's fine, man. Trigger Weens.
In fact, maybe we should, you know what, Steve, maybe we should say we're not allowed to read it off of a page. You have to do it from memory.
You have to freestyle it.
Or freestyle it. It should be freestyled.
It'll be a rap battle. It'll be like playing the game of telephone. Like by 2 weeks later, it'll be like unrecognizable. It won't even be English.
Yeah.
It'll be in Klingon and it'll be about,
we locus your alter
titanium taxes. Yeah.
Well, Davy Barker had come up with some excellent alternatives.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't lead an alternative lifestyle.
Welcome back anytime you want, Davy. Come on back. We miss you.
Right on.
Yeah.
Come home.
Come home. No, I think he's going to be doing, he's got a show coming up. He's going to be doing the Will Coley, Muslims United or whatever it's called, the new show that's going to be on LRN on Sunday nights.
Awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I helped out with some audio consulting. Caviar sound on a cat food budget for that one with Will Coley.
Is it going to be on Fiendphone?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think Skype.
Sure it'll be covered by Bitcoin.
That was my next question.
It'll be covered by Bitcoin. It should be.
So are we, and we'll be back after this trip to Yonder Market.
To get some trigger weens.
Get our trigger weens on.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
Are you sick of government lackeys who say, you didn't build that? Are you tired of elitists like Barack Obama and Al Gore taking credit for the web while trying to take over the web? Are you disgusted by experts whose concept of the internet is that it's a series of tubes? Take back the free market of computing by encouraging software developers to adopt the BIPCOT no-gov license. The BIPCOT no-gov license allows any use or modification except by governments. Go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
Steve, did we finish
Barack
up
Obama.
Your, you were going to finish up your story about losing faith in while in the seminary. Did you complete that story?
Yeah, that was pretty much it. That they wanted thousands of dollars to sit and listen to them, to me talk about how they felt about X, Y, and Z political issue.
So have you lost your faith? Or are you are you still a manic street preacher?
Yeah, I'm a street preacher, and I do conditional faith healings. I do faith healings, but there's a waiver you sign, and there's a bunch of rules, like no amputees, no broken bones.
Yeah.
Like, really only mild blindnesses.
yeah.
Things like that.
Stuff that's not, like,
what about blindness?
The best I can do. Yeah, I could cure that. I could definitely cure that. Yeah. Yeah, I could... Like, I could turn a libertarian into a Trump supporter.
Are you BIPCOT covered in your exorcisms?
See, this would be why I would need the flag. That would be a circumstance. I know you
have been trying to push this flag. Lay the BIPCOT flag over somebody and demon be damned.
Did they do classes on how to really work the offering plate? You know what I mean? I'm sure there's strategies for maximizing revenue. How does that work? And how do they? And
class.
Is somebody keeping an eye on how do you minimize theft?
Stewardship.
Too?
Yeah, there was a stewardship class. You have multiple people count everything. That's what you do.
You know,
now, do they put like plants? You know how like somebody putting like a big wad of cash just to make the next person look, you know, like what do you call that in a con? You know, when like
the
first person comes up, be like, that's fantastic. I love it.
Grease in the wheel.
What is it?
Grease in the wheel. Grease in the wheel, I think.
Yeah. Do they do that? Pump. That would be a good thing. That'd be a good tip if they don't.
No.
Yeah, like start out with some money in the plate.
Oh, always.
When I was a kid, there was a church treasurer that embezzled, I think, about $10,000 or so from the church I grew up in, which was a Lutheran church. And the pastor,
that was probably awkward.
Yeah, the pastor didn't send him to prison, which I didn't know was something that you got to do once you were ordained. Maybe this is why I wound up in the seminary, because people were like sending the subtle message that like you'll have the power to imprison people if you could graduate and you could be ordained, and that would have been great. Like, ha ha, I'm out, all of you.
To when the I was showing my when I was showing my DIY or Die movie in Europe, I stayed in some punk rock lefty anarchist squats. And the one I stayed in Dublin, Ireland, in their bathroom, they had a stolen pour box from a church. And and I asked them about it. They're like, yeah, man, we just took it. It's ours.
Do they open it the day after Christmas?
I don't know, but there was no money
for
in
Boxing
it.
Boxing Day? Isn't that
they'd
the how?
I mean, they'd cleared it out.
Oh, but it would still be fun to just have a like pretend Boxing Day yourself. If you actually stole that box, you know, why not?
Yeah. So I'm going to talk about... a news item here. The statism is strong in this one. You want to talk about this little kid, James? I thought of you when
sure.
I saw this.
Yeah, this
freaked
me out.
This has you written all over it.
You sent me this
so
link.
Babby-tastic.
Yeah, you saw this link and you're like, that's gonna freak Jim out. Yeah.
That's Babtastic.
It's got that James Bab sheen on it.
I like Babtastic. The new James smell. It's got that. Okay.
All right.
So USANews.com. What does it say?
What's this news item that looks like it's about to coach a youth soccer game? Go with it.
Yeah. I don't have it in front of me, but it was a...
son of Detroit police lieutenant sworn in as chief for the day of Detroit Police Department. And it's got this picture of about 20 cops in a hallway, about 10 on each side, applauding and smiling as a tiny little boy who's probably 6.
He's 7.
Actually... he looks like he's like 9, but small for his age. That's what I'm going to guess.
It says he's 7.
He looks like he'd get beat up a lot if he wasn't a cop's kid.
Now it looks like he's on the path to doing the beating up. So
there's no violence in Detroit. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. His name is Carter Widmer, age 7.
And get this a first name, kid.
He arrived at the Detroit Public Safety Headquarters on December 23rd in Detroit. Evidently, the kid donated $250 of his Christmas money to the Detroit Police K-9 Unit. Okay,
yeah, which is just money he got from his dad beating people up. And
right, his dad is a cop, right? So dad says, here's $250. Why don't you give it to the K-9 Unit, okay?
And I'll make sure you get to be chief for a day.
Right. I mean, what kind of kid with any sense would donate any of anything to a police K-9 unit? I mean, that is some kind of weird brainwashing going on right there. Like, I mean, wow. You know, I've asked my kids if they want to donate to different charities, and they always just say no. And I drop it. You know, like, okay. You know, it's got to.
Yeah, they want to
do it. It's got to be from them.
Printers and gun mills.
What's that?
They want to spend it on 3D printers and gun mills.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world? Antiwar.com is run by people who understand that wars abroad become wars at home, wars on our freedoms. Antiwar.com is dedicated to bringing you the latest in news, views, interviews, and reviews from the top movers and shakers in the anti-occupation movement. Antiwar.com has it all, from thorough foreign policy analysis to interviews with whistleblowers who used to run the military-industrial complex. Anti-war, pro-free market. That's antiwar.com.
We are back. It is I, Steve Nolan Miller, here with Jim Babb. And Jim, I get added to a lot of groups on Facebook, a lot of them through no effort or consent of my own.
That happens a lot for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, and the proliferation of these groups. I don't know when Facebook came out with groups as a thing, but a while ago. But there were secret groups and private groups, and you can just add anyone, and then you're just in these groups. You start getting notifications for these groups that you don't care about and what have you. You got to go and like make this like multi-step process to get out. It's a total pain. Anyway,
but it's amazing what funny groups actually you end up in. You know, it can be kind of hilarious sometimes. And so I'm not totally down on it. And in fact, usually I'll just stay, you know, probably turn off notifications, but you never know. So
yeah, you might get tagged with something funny, you know.
Right. So, well, but. Somebody had put me in this Donald Trump group. And I was in it for like months. I thought it was like a trolling Trump like group, right? Because I thought nobody would put me in like a serious Trump thing. So I thought this was all like, yeah, look at all this, you know, silly like Trump trolling. Turns out it was a serious Trump site. I just couldn't tell the difference. So,
yeah, the thin line.
What's the difference? Anyway, so somebody put you in a particularly interesting group recently.
Indeed, it was called Ferocious Conservatives, and the first post I see is by this fellow who shall remain nameless.
And no, I'm name him. You can name him. Why?
Randy Snyder. You know, it's not like it's a celebrity or anything, but Randy Snyder writes the following. I'll read it in its entirety, and then.
Is it radio friendly?
Yeah. No, okay. There's no cursing or anything. I repeat. Atheist, treasonist, baby-killing, race-baiting, lying, cheating, thieving, hypocritical, mentally unbalanced, perverse, socialist, communist, Islamic, American, Israeli, Christian, and Jew-hating, gun-grabbing, tree-hugging, murderous, Muslim, freaks of nature! Exclamation point. That's right, I'm referring to Democrats and their rhino operatives at the GOP. Does anyone doubt that these subhuman creatures are totally controlled by Satan himself? Does anyone wonder why I continue to refer to them as disciples of Satan? This is why I've always said that Democrats are the most dangerous enemies the United States will ever have.
Well, first of all, I just have to, you know, sort of object on behalf of actual Satan worshipers. I feel this is a microaggression to associate Democrats with them. But so I'm going to be offended on their behalf. But now let's move on. Okay, interesting.
So you're also trying to get on the artist for Bernie Page. I understand that.
I would never dream of achieving such a thing. That's beyond my most wild fantasies to be an artist for Bernie Sanders. Wow. I should be an artist. So
yeah. What you do is an art. One thing that struck me about this is that he prefaces the entire screed with the words "I repeat," which leads
to this is something he probably copies and pastes multiple times a day.
This guy's got to be so much fun at parties. Like, hey, and the other thing is, if you have all the attributes that he lists here. Atheist, treasonous, baby-killing, race-baiting, lying, cheating, thieving, hypocritical, mentally unbalanced, perverse, socialist, communist, Islamic, American, Israeli, Christian, and Jew-hating, gun-grabbing, tree-hugging, murderous, Muslim, freaks of nature. If you're all those things, you must have arms like a Hindu god to do all the things that are necessary at once. Like, if you're killing a baby while you're grabbing a gun, while you're hugging a tree, that's like a lot of things.
While you're like worshiping Islam and
while you're race baiting, yeah,
and race baiting,
and you're remember that you're an atheist Islamic person,
right? So. And all this is you know on top of your duties to Satan. Okay, so
exactly,
wow.
It's got to be incredibly rough not believing in Satan, but also having be completely pledged to him because you're a Democrat. That's the one take. My one take home was the word Democrats. I thought Democrats was actually kind of funny, and I'm amazed that I don't hear it more often, given that I've been in religious environments and what have you. But yeah,
in fact, when I read it, I didn't even notice that it wasn't Democrats. So
yeah, there you go. It's subtle. See, yeah. Randy Snyder's a subtle man.
He's operating on multiple levels at the same time, and he had shared this post from Red Flag News. What is that? To the group Ferocious Conservatives. So
I think that might mean something in NASCAR. Red flag.
It's not good, whatever it is. when red flags are going up, that's a warning sign.
Maybe that wouldn't it be ironic if that were China's state news? And he was like, oh man, these gun grabbing freaks of nature. Here's a story that China wants you to see.
Oh man, what are you gonna do? All right,
I wonder if this dude listens to a lot of talk radio. Kind of, he sort of gives me that vibe. I don't, not to say that, I mean, obviously we love people to listen.
How do we
to
know that's not just a bot, like a hate bot that's been released into the internet, right?
Yeah.
Couldn't it be? Or are people really that hateful?
Who ordered the word salad?
Well, he probably started out with this thing, and it was a much shorter sentence, and he just kept adding to it, and every time he copies and pastes it.
But I should also note that they're also cheating, and also hypocritical, and also thieving, and also mentally unbalanced.
Right, and tree hugging. Don't forget, and freaks of nature on top of all of that. So
all of those freaks of nature, yeah.
But you know, and of course, it's mixed with enough truth to make you be like,
yeah. And he calls other people mentally unbalanced, but the longer this screed goes on, the more you doubt his own mental stability, you know? And that's what's he's kind of cutting against himself there, in my opinion. But, you know, that's
what else is happening
is for serious philosophy.
Didn't you say there's been some nice Invictus trolling out there?
Yeah, there's definitely been some good Augustus Invictus trolling. So for those of you unaware, Augustus Invictus is a Florida Senate candidate who is running as a Libertarian, and he's
seeking the Libertarian nomination to be a Senate candidate, last I knew, unless something has changed.
That is still the same. That is exactly what's happening. And he has a history in the white power movements, the white nationalist movements. And his plan to victory includes getting all the white nationalists to come out and vote. And he speaks with a fake accent. And that's my main complaint with Augustus Invictus.
You're willing to overlook the fascism and the eugenics. Yeah.
The fascism, the eugenics, like drinking the goat's blood. But like, please don't speak to me with a fake accent, like you're a character.
Seriously,
from a 1950s
movie. the goat's blood drinking got all the media attention. But that was the only thing like in his sort of portfolio that really didn't disturb me that much. It's like,
yeah,
it seems normal.
And I also like it kind of like came at Trump too, because it kind of made Trump look a little like silly, because that was when Trump was first rising to prominence, was when this goat's blood thing came out. And it was like, well, listen, like Trump, like you say you mean all these things, but like what animals' bloods have you been drinking? Because this guy's got a list of the animal bloods that he's been drinking, and your list is looking pretty short there, Trumpy. So that might be one way to stump the Trump.
I wish Jim Jesus was here to bring in his perfect Trump voice.
Yo, there's times in like everyday life where I'm like, where is Jim Jesus to make the Bernie Sanders?
He says like, well, I'm not a big fan of goat's blood. I hear it's pretty good. My doorman drinks it. He's a good guy.
He's Mexican. Jim Jesus, man.
We were talking, we discussed on Facebook with Jim Jesus today about doing a special show, an entire Fiends episode dedicated to all the reasons Neil deGrasse Tyson needs to shut up. So
that'd be interesting. I would listen, but probably not be on it because I don't know anything about that sort of thing.
Okay. But well, yeah, this is, for those that know Neil deGrasse Tyson, this will be a very important show. And it's just, you know, it's just time for him to, you know, we make jokes about him, like, you know, shut up and talk about space, because he wants to talk about like economics and, you know, like, okay. So anyway, we're going to have some fun at his expense. So, you know, and if it works, maybe we could do special shows about why other people should shut up.
The monthly shut up special. It could be like a little award.
Would that be considered mean-spirited or negative?
I mean, it's not the most positive radio dud.
All right. Not so what was up with this Invictus trolling you mentioned?
Right. So Augustus Invictus, he's this candidate, and he puts out this kind of like puffy chested ad for an assistant on Facebook. And he's saying
puffy chested ad. What do you I'm not sure.
So he's got all these things that what like for a normal man, if you were to see them, you'd be like, okay, well, like that's kind of like not professional. It's like a little bit something that, like, if you were, you know, a little bit of a D-bag, one might say, you might
like posing like he's a superhero or something, or
yeah. And one of the requirements was that you had to be at least semi-attractive, he said, because people judge you by the way you look, and you're going to be representing me, so I can't have anybody who's not, you know, at least semi-attractive, you know, coming into me.
Well, that rules me out, so, dang, yeah. Okay.
And you have to live in Orlando, and he's looking for somebody who's at least semi-attractive in Orlando, so this might be a little, but... Everybody and their brother started trolling his Facebook page, and you know, here's Adele saying hello, it's me. And the first person to do this was Joey Willems, who is just a next level Facebook troll. And then everybody sort of got in on it. His wife issued one. Some guy from England chimed in. Somebody wrote in as Mario saying, "Hey, I'm Italian. I'm a plumber. I know the ways of Mussolini." But everybody was all on Augustus Invictus.
Can we get a link to this in the show notes for people that may want to leave? We can apply for this, because
here I'll read you the thing. I need a new assistant immediately. Requirements: cannot be a friend of mine. Familiarity makes for horrible work pace and work quality. Must be between the ages of 18 and 32. So yeah, you're definitely out.
I'm out.
As am I. People who are older eventually let surface their repressed resentment at being told what to do by someone younger than them. Must be at least semi-attractive, whether male or female. You will be my personal representatives, and people will judge me based on your appearance. Must be intelligent, must live in Orlando, must take oaths of loyalty and secrecy. You will be my right hand with all that implies. End of ad. Wow. What a D-bag.
Chris Cantwell, there's your new career opportunity.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Are you sick of peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Steve Miller, back with Jim Babb. I wanted to tell you, Jim, about a dream that I had last night. It was, like, kind of crazy. So I ate a whole bunch of... I very rarely eat before I go to bed, but I ate right before I went to bed last night. And I had this insane dream that my roommate was all excited and came up to me and said, "Hey, we have to go down to the train station because Trump's train is arriving to try to round everybody up. And... everybody's going down there to resist them." And I was like, "Okay, cool. Let's go down there.
The Trump roundup train is arriving."
Yeah. Okay. The Trumper transport has shown up in West Kensington, North Philadelphia, to round up everyone.
I'm sure that is a place actually he would want to round people up. It's a semi-realistic scenario.
Right. Well, it's a heavily Puerto Rican neighborhood, and I have a feeling that Trump would not be able to tell the difference between a Puerto Rican and a Mexican.
Well, he's going to build a wall between the United States and Puerto Rico.
Referencing a meme I made. Yes,
there you
indeed.
Go.
Yep. Boom. Someone's reading my meme work.
I only read top quality, super dank memes from Steve Miller.
Yeah. So she was all, you know, "We need to go. Everybody's going to resist the Trump train as they come in." So we get down there, and this train comes in, and it's like a 1930s train, like, you know, Nazi Germany style train. And it rolls in, and they come out, and there's only three soldiers there, and they've got these big guns, but they're like AR-15s. And this general comes out, and it is the gayest general that anyone has ever seen. And he comes out and he's like, "Okay, girl, we gonna round up everybody now, and y'all gonna have to get on the train." And everybody just laughs, and then people shoot all three of them to death. And then I woke up.
Wow. Yeah. That is that should be made into a movie.
I should start selling the film rights to my dreams. Just eat every night.
Wow. Now, do you put are you one of the type of are you the type of person that puts meaning into dreams, or are you just like, whoa, and you move on?
Yeah, it was weird. I looked in a dream interpretation Bible, and they didn't have anything for Donald Trump trains. Yeah. Yeah. Nor very gay generals, nor, yeah.
Well, is that, can generals be very gay now? I guess I'm not sure. How did that ever pan out? I can't
think. Don't ask, don't tell, don't wear white after Labor Day.
Okay, I thought there was like, wasn't there a big deal where like, I thought don't ask, don't tell is out. And
everybody that was all excited about gays being in the military were people that were never going to go into the military themselves, that it was never going to affect them.
Right,
just getting all emo on somebody else's behalf. You know, it was mostly straight.
Well, that's a liberal specialty, isn't it? Like getting offended on for other people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, these atheist tree hugging Democrats, you know.
That's right.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Trump. But here's the thing, though. The very gay general was working for Trump. So maybe he is more pro equality than we thought. You know, because when he rounds everybody up, at least it's going to be an openly gay general doing the roundups. So
it's possible, you know,
in a diverse army.
Yeah. How come there was nothing in that rant you read earlier about the homosexual agenda? Like, why wasn't that mentioned?
Yeah. They kind of passed that over. Maybe the guy was
suspiciously absent.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, he was too busy with worrying about them hugging all the trees that.
Right.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's just like one issue he's cool on. Who knows?
Yeah. Somebody accused me of being too hard on. They said, "Well, you're listen to the Freedom Beat, and I think you're too mean to Bernie."
Too mean to Bernie.
Too mean to Bernie. So,
you're burning Bernie too much.
Yeah. People are feeling the butt burn about feel the burn.
Well, I can see why they'd feel that way, because he's just been getting brutalized by folks like you and me and everybody else in the whole world.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. People that read books.
Or even listen to a podcast like Freedom Fiends.
Womp, womp.
Yeah.
So it goes.
All right. We'll be back for hour two after the break.
Hey, this is Squiskar Squigelts from Death Clocks, and you are listening to the Freedom's Fiends on the, you know, the radios, and I guess I says worms now, so there you go.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs. By sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, the Road to Freedom.
Three designs for Fiend Phone.
Bipcot No Gov.
A Freedom Fiends Worms button.
And Ask Me About My Worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1 1/4 inch. Now they're 1 3/4 inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Libertarian Reeducation Center's Low Orbit Ion Cannon, high atop Financial Feast Plaza on the artificial satellite, LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region.
The Freedom Fiends is covered by BIPCOT No Government License. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. I'm Jim Babb, and I'm here with Steve Miller. Welcome back, Steve.
It's a pleasure to be back from that break. During that break, people listening to the podcast won't get to have heard it, but people that are listening live heard in the news break, they had a Donald Trump clip, and I, honest to God, thought it was Jim Jesus for a second. Because I think
he's that good.
He's that good. I think part of the key to having a really good Trump impression is getting the spaces between words, because his cadence is all weird. The way he speaks, and I don't know what you call it. I guess it's the cadence.
Well, for like a year, I couldn't tell the difference between Sarah Palin and Tina Fey's character of Sarah Palin. Like, I didn't know which was the parody and which was the real one. So
that sucks.
No, it's because Tina Fey's a genius. Or
Well, I mean, it sucks for Sarah Palin.
Right. You know? Well, I don't know. You know.
Yeah. I mean, well, no, because that was what sunk her, because she was a superstar up until, you know, Tina Fey came out, and then she kind of said what everybody was sort of thinking in the back of their minds, and then made it acceptable to say, oh, you know, maybe this lady's not
right.
that bright.
Well, but Tina Fey is still a superstar, so there.
Yeah, writing all these books, doing all these movies, whereas...
One of those two ladies is providing valuable services. The other has run for president, so...
Yeah. But you know what? She did quit, though. That's the thing. At least she quit being governor and was just like, you know, now I'm going to go, going to mooch directly. I'm going to go directly to the people and say, hey, put me on your crappy little TV show.
So she quit. She quit being governor.
Yeah. She said, you know, she gave this really weird, rambly speech. Which
and I'm going to set sail for Russia, right? That I can see from my window.
Dead fish don't swim upstream was. That was one of the lines, if I remember correctly, and it was very bizarre. And she handed the state over to her lieutenant governor, and she went and snowmobiled for a little while.
Nice.
And
well, that was back when Republicans like the were trying to be like folksy and stuff, right? Like, don't you know? And you know, and being real folksy, and we're just good old folks and folksy folks, and you know, and come on over and have some barbecue kind of folks, you know. And that was before they went all like super fascist fear. I mean, the fear mongering was always there, but now it's a little more on the surface. So
yeah, they just coming right out now. And back then,
no
back
folksy then pretense required anymore.
Yep, none of that. Well, Mike Huckabee's polling so low, you know. So that's that. If folksy were in, you know, he'd be number one. He wrote a book called God, Guns, Grits, and Gravy. I'm not kidding. That's an actual title of an actual book that was ghostwritten for Mike Huckabee.
Did you like my comment? Oh, geez.
Oh, geez. Oh, I see what you did there.
Never mind.
Yeah, that's
never
why you're
mind.
An OG.
Forget it.
You're an OG freedom fiend.
So anyway.
No, I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. Whoa. I just didn't laugh all that hard.
Yeah, because it wasn't very good. That's fine.
I'm still learning.
And in fact, that's why one of the things I look forward to doing Fiend shows with you as a professional comedian. You can teach us.
My level of professionalism is in question. But yeah, I bombed the other night, but I went down swinging, and it was one of those deals where. I was going on at a very bad time because I was going on during check drop, which
I bet you it was fine. You say you bombed, but I bet you it was still fine. So, but
well, no,
your
people were walking up to me and telling me it was funny. But yeah, I don't know. Like I had a couple weak minutes, and I like to if I have a very limited amount of stage time, and I only had like 8 minutes this night. I really like to pack it in,
right?
Just pack the laughs in, and yeah, I felt that the. Portions of laughter with which I was wringing out of the audience like they were a wet cloth was not
somewhat
up to my normal
lacking usual moistness that you prefer.
I've been doing this show too long, and I was, it turns out that references made on this show are not widely relatable references. It turns out the normal comedy audiences don't know who Stefan Molyneux and Chris Cantwell are.
Right, and they're like, BIPCOT, no government license? What?
Yeah, I'll be like, yo, man, so I'm taking my BIPCOT, right? And I'm like, worms, and they're like, yeah. And then I do them.
And they're like, okay.
Right. All right, now for my closer, I got a Murray Rothbard impression. Here goes. All right, thank you. I'm Steve Miller. See you in Encampistan. Good night.
Oh,
I'll be playing the Encampistan Ha Ha Club coming up.
Hey, why not? You're going to be a huge when we do our big convention in Somalia. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, while we're there, we should do some like cable specials. You know, like live Steve Miller live from Somalia.
Man, almost makes you want to get cable in that country, doesn't it? You know what's helpful when you're trying to run cable? An electrical grid in the country. Maybe it's helpful to have an electrical grid.
They have electricity. It might not be in a grid fashion per se, but
it's more of a triangle.
Which proves
it's Illuminati run.
Right. But there's electricity. It's not like people are without electricity.
Yeah.
So, or maybe they are. I don't know.
It's the one country the Illuminati can't control. True.
That's the one country.
Got to be true. Yeah.
So why don't you move there?
University of YouTube. Wait, is YouTube a country? Oh, YouTube should declare itself a sovereign nation. Absolutely. Get a kitty to run for president. Yep.
Wow.
Nobody would have citizenship of any other country. Everybody would just become a citizen of YouTube.
It's certainly better than the other choices. If you have to be like on somebody's farm, you know, maybe the YouTube, I don't know. I feel like there would be a lot more ads in my life if I...
On School Sucks podcast, I don't know if you're a listener to School Sucks. I really like it, though.
It's a great podcast.
Brett Vinat, fellow Freedom Fiend, runs that. But somebody suggested on School Sucks, and I'm not making this up, having classes on chatterbait.com. Because apparently the way that you bribe people for sex acts on Chatterbait is a good way that you could also like charge for private tutoring for a class. And they found a way to use like basically the software like rigging that they have. And they said that like, you know, it could be used for various purposes, including education, and you could do your SAT tutoring on Chatterbait.
Why not? I mean, let's face it, every step of communications is pushed forward by the porn industry. You know, why
get
do you
the
think
teenage boys where they already are?
Why do you think they needed a printing press? You know, was it for like Thomas Paine pamphlets? No, I'm sure they were passing around, you know, nudie pictures. Someone had painstakingly etched.
Yeah, they wanted to get a picture of that lady's Wittenbergs. Am I right, fellas?
So, I don't know what that is.
Her Gutenbergs. I messed up.
Gutenbergs.
See,
oh, okay.
So those moments when you get raised so low through the Lutheran that you say Wittenberg when you mean Gutenberg. Wittenberg was where the Protestant Reformation kicked off.
Okay. All right. Well, him too. So
I say kick off like they were hot dogs, but yeah.
Nice.
It was Germany. It might have been. There was beer.
So, and then, of course, so the internet is being pushed forward. You know, why do you think people have like 25, you know, like megabits download? You know, it's anyway. So is he going to do the class on this thing? And it sounds pretty interesting.
I don't know whether they'd reached any sort of resolution on it or not, but they had mentioned that as one potential platform.
There may be other platforms to do online teaching. I'm just guessing. But yeah, why not?
I mean,
you know?
Yeah, you got Chat Roulette, you got you got Tinder,
Rumbler.
Yeah. Swipe right for SAT, swipe left for LSAT. Swipe right for GRE. Hey, my name's Greta. Can't spell Greta without GRE. Am I right?
I don't know. Hey, did you follow this Free the Nipple stuff up in Keene?
No, I didn't follow the Free the Nipple stuff up in Keene.
Well, you know, it's easy to sort of dismiss this because it's an effort to, you know, just kind of that points out the discrepancy between, you know, men and women in the way that, you know, one can go topless on the beach and one can't without getting harassed. So, you know, it's easy to make light of it and, you know, make boob jokes and kind of overlook the seriousness of it. But the more I looked into what these guys are doing there, I was like, that's pretty impressive. So, just, you know, we can maybe cover a little bit of the details, but Heidi Lilly and B. Liz McKinnon, who were unexpectedly, this is according to Ian Freeman, were unexpectedly cited by police for going topless on the beach in Guilford, New Hampshire. This just a couple weeks after Lilly's successful Free the Nipple topless equality event in Laconia. So, anyway, they're doing these events all over the place, but they had a trial recently concerning one. I think maybe the jury is still out. I think this is like a trial in process. And
but the jury's like the nipple. They're both out.
But it got too cold, so they had to be put away. I don't know.
Sequestered because the temperature dropped.
Right. Like I said, it's easy to make boob jokes and overlook the seriousness of this. But of course, you know, it's great for the cause, right? It really helps it go viral. So
we're hard hitting.
Yeah, we'll get a link to this in the show notes. But on Free Keen, there's Ian put up a good link. It's got trial video. I was checking out the Twitter feed, which was pretty interesting. And they're actually making a pretty interesting legal case. Basically, what it sounds like is they're saying, hey, how do the cops know if you're male or female? Right. So if they're going to arrest you for being topless, how do they know? Are they checking? Right. Like how? So it's kind of an interesting approach they're taking. The lawyer, his name is Hine, says defendants are essentially being prosecuted for being women. And he says being offended is heckler's veto. An objection should not negate one's rights. Hashtag free the nipple. So maybe we can get back to that.
He said
that
in a statement in court. He said hashtag free the nipple in open court. That would be phenomenal.
You got to give hashtags in court.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. Rats is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateur, narcs, finks, and similar vermin. Rats was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolfe. Rats is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download Rats free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
About this free the nipple struggle, and it is a struggle. So there's a very interesting Twitter feed that was linked on Free Keen, and there were some pretty interesting quotes in there. I really appreciate having that kind of information. So we started to talk about the defense lawyer says that people are being offended is a heckler's veto. An objection should not negate one's rights. Hashtag free the nipple. So, yeah, I guess that was in quote, right? I mean, in court. No, this is the Twitter feed. So, okay. I don't know. What do you think about that, Steve?
All right. So, as somebody who's dealt with hecklers repeatedly over a number of years, I can tell you these are the very last people you want making the rules. Because they are the least fun people on the planet, and they will take away everybody else's fun. You'd never let a heckler on stage, and that's the equivalent of letting the hecklers make the rules. All the fun stops as soon as the heckler gets a microphone. It gets to air their views because they have nothing at all to say that's funny. And, yeah, they're terrible, terrible people. So,
yep. Here's a fun line.
Offended.
And I'm just going to read this out of context. On cross-examination, McKinnon admits being born with a vagina. Hashtag free the nipple, you know.
Man.
Now here is a tweet that sounded pretty interesting. So anyway, McKinnon is transgender, is quote unquote non-binary, neither male nor female. Things just got interesting. Hashtag free the nipple. Okay, so this isn't going to be, you know, let's face it, they get some pretty entertaining trials in New Hampshire thanks to folks like this. Good stuff.
Non-binary, she's got more than ones and zeros.
She's non-binary. She's like, that's right. Yeah, neither male nor female. And
not a king nor a queen. I'm somewhere in between.
More power to them. So I hope it goes well for them. I think what they are fighting for is more than just sort of the right to, you know, walk down the beach with your top off. It's a real issue of equality there. And
speaking on behalf of the sumosexual community, one of the great things about being a sumosexual is that sometimes you'll go to a beach and there will be a big, fat, enormous Korean man with his shirt.
And he can go topless, right?
Yeah, and he'll go topless and his nipples will just be hanging out there from a long week at the dry cleaner. And he'll be looking around all lost. And it'll make your sumosexual little heart go aflutter. And his nipples can be as free as they want. So we sympathize and we hope that you're able to similarly free your nipples as well. And the not to collectivize, but the sumosexual community, because it's pretty much just me. Me and right. a dude well, that looks like Jerry.
You know what? And if people have a private beach or their own resort on their own property, it's perfectly fine to say, hey, we, you know, this is our dress code if you want to be on our property. So, you know, it's only that when, you know, why should this ever be something that police have to get involved with? Ridiculous. Hey,
this reminds me of the without the government, who will measure the skirts meme. Do you remember this?
Yeah, that's right. Let's remember that. It wasn't, you know, it's not like ancient history when they had cops on the beach measuring like skirt lengths and things like, wow, fashion police. Seriously, haven't we moved beyond fashion police? Really?
Man. In A Renegade History of the United States, which is this really good history book written by Thaddeus Russell, he basically says, if you are a woman and you like choosing your own clothes and you like wearing things like jeans or things like that, basically thank a hooker, because prostitutes have always just sort of been the outlier on fashion. And what only outrageous hookers did in one generation becomes totally commonplace just, you know, 15, 20 years later.
Right. It's right. When like young girls are starring in kids' Disney movies, right? Like when they're a little bit older, they'll be picking up those styles and taking them forward in the fashion world.
Yeah. Taking them in.
So anyway,
but they might be being groomed by the Illuminati, because that's how they control the children, is through Disney. And you know, and this Bill Cosby logo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And definitely through Bill Cosby and Miley Cyrus. And yeah.
But why, actually, you know, let's face it, it's pretty funny. Like, we're going to have like marijuana is going to be totally legal in this country, but people still aren't going to be able to dress themselves the way they want. Right. There's still going to be fashion crimes.
Well, yeah, and don't sag your pants either, because that's a big thing, too. They're trying to outlaw the sagging of pants.
Looks ridiculous, but of course it should, you know, none of my business. Yeah.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
Steve Miller Miller, back with Jim Babb. And James, we have there's urgent Trump meme business to attend to. So,
okay,
we know that people tune into the show when you and I are hosting to get the dankest newest information on Trump memes that are going out. And
because
I myself,
there's a meme war going on out there, people. This is not a joke. It's a joke, but it's also not a joke.
It's a meme war on for your mind, and we're not kidding.
Right? Like, if you're not, like, you don't want to be, like, taking a back seat in the great meme war, okay? This is...
Yeah, when your grandchildren come up to you, they're like, Grandpa, when Donald Trump ran for president and you could have stopped him with memes, what did you do? You don't want to be like, oh, well, you see, there were these YouTube videos about cats. That'd be fine. That'd be kind of acceptable. I'm sure your grandkids would understand that. But you don't want to be like, oh, I was putting my face at a Ready for Hillary thing. That's
lame. Exactly. Right. Yeah, that's the last thing you want to have to explain it to your grandkids on your deathbed.
Well, you see, your deathbed. Yeah, your grandkids run into your deathbed. No. Tell us what you were doing at the 2016
election. I'm sorry.
Election.
I'm sorry. I could have stopped it, but I decided I didn't really have to be involved in the meme war.
And
President Bernie Sanders.
I just thought if I made memes, he would take 90% of them.
Now you had a pretty good Trump meme that I noticed. I thought it was pretty good.
I hadn't made a Trump meme in a while, and I made a Trump meme that I think it said 7 shares so far, which is not bad for the first like couple hours. This is just not too long ago. But it says, please like and share if you support Trump's plan to build a wall between the United States and Puerto Rico, which, for those of you keeping score at home, Puerto Rico is an island and also a U.S. territory.
This sounds like a Mark Dice, like man on the street interview survey, you know, like, do you support, you know, can you sign here to support Trump's plan to build a wall between us and Puerto Rico?
Bombing Aruba. Yeah. And lo and behold, one of my relatives shared it and said, and his caption when he shared it on Facebook was, in all caps, "Everyone get out! !!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!! round everybody up in West Kensington. It'll be with my cousin's Facebook statuses cheering them on as they bring on the 1930s.
Well, I guess you know your cousin, so you can tell there wasn't
extremely
this wasn't done with irony.
Everyone up.
You sure there was no irony in there?
No, we're talking about a dude who is really not that bright and
committed.
Yeah, and generally not the most racially tolerant fellow, I would say. So yeah, I would imagine that very much appeals to him. And this is someone who thinks that having a lot of money means that you're right. And I asked him why he liked a certain singer one time, and he was like, "Well, do you know how many albums he sold?" And I'm like, "Who's talking about that?"
His musical taste is based on album sales. That's interesting.
Well, no, but if you question,
well, when I pick a restaurant, I'm going off a lot of times off like Yelp reviews. Isn't that kind of the same thing?
Well, that'd be kind of like going on music reviews, though. It'd be like, I guess you would have to go to like McDonald's all the time.
But isn't aren't album sales somewhat analogous with like sort of the market voting to see, you know, that they like it? So maybe it is good. Just like, you know, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with that. Never mind.
Yeah. All right. So you're going to go listen to a Taylor Swift album, and that's cool. You do use Sprinks. But yeah, so he wants all the Mexicans to get out, and apparently he is willing to build an ocean wall. I mean, you want to create jobs.
Why
not?
That's
one way
well,
to do it.
Right. I mean, to be fair, Trump does not have a plan to build a wall. He's going to mine the harbors and put razor wire on the beaches. Okay. Come on. You know, he's not stupid.
Maybe we could breed a new a new breed of jellyfish that will like only sting people with beliefs that Trump finds disreputable or that Trump doesn't find to be terrific people. Because that's the thing. With Trump, you're either terrific or a total loser. There's no in between.
Right. Like, you're either
his doorman and you're great, you're fantastic, and you're an asset.
Or get him out of here.
Or you're a total loser.
Get him out of here. Yeah.
Get him out of here. He's a loser.
at least he has a fabulous taste in generals.
Yeah. Well, so you were on a fruitless search for Trump memes during the commercial.
Yeah, I was
break.
Like, you know what? You know, like what? You know, I'm just thinking to myself, I need like a reminder. So I just like quickly Googled, you know, like Trump memes, and I got this is like the stupidest. These are like the stupidest stale memes ever.
Stale memes
from
not dead.
Women's. I should have noticed the source, Women's Health Magazine, and then like comparing his hair, like making fun of his hair. Yeah, it's all about his hair. Like
people were doing that in like the 80s.
Putting his face, you know, here's one putting his face on Miley Cyrus, who's, you know, like sitting on that wrecking ball. Like
crude Photoshop.
This is, you know, a cat with a like a Trump like hairball on his head.
You know, hey, if you die before me at your funeral, I will not let it be said that you are not a man with high standards when it came to memes. I'll be like, Ben James, he was always demanding more of everyone, especially the meme makers of this great country.
I mean, this is war. This Trump is war. Memes. Bring your A game, okay? Come on.
Yeah, Women's what are you loading into the top of the tank? Like, what munitions are you loading into your... What ammo are you pulling in? Are you taking out a clip full of memes about Trump's hair and loading those into your AK? And that's what you're going to fight Trump's extremely gay general with? Come on.
Right. What do you think his tactical meme division is coming up with as we speak? Okay? Like, it's time to step it up. So,
I bet you everybody's Arab.
So, why? Are the best meme makers Arab?
Blessed are the meme makers. That's one thing I learned in seminary before I dropped out, is blessed are the meme makers. That was in the Beatitudes.
Oh, okay. All right, good. Yep. All right.
Blessed are the meme makers, for they shall be called enemies of Trump. And total losers, for they are total losers.
Okay, anything going on in...
So saith Donald.
What about Bernie Sanders? Didn't you say that you had sort of gotten a little bit of grief from somebody that was just a little bit, you just really hurt their feelings?
It was a bird feeler, and it was somebody that I'd given a button to. So a lot of people know that I have vast button wealth from my salary here at the Freedom Feeds, that I'm one of the highest paid Freedom Feeds hosts, that the amount of buttons I get is...
Well, you make actually more than twice as much
as
I do.
Yeah, yeah, it's public. You could look it up in the button blockchain, how many buttons I make, but you could see, and a lot of them are sitting right here in front of me, and I give away one of these buttons, and the people look up the show, they're like, you know, I mean, it was pretty good, it was funny, like we liked the you know, the advice segment, what have you, but man, you were a little mean to Bernie.
Well, he's been having a rough time. What was that tweet? I think somebody pulled this out from a while ago. He did this because remember he was trying to compare. He was saying like, I can't believe, you know, we got people paying 6%, 8%, 10% for school loans, and they're mortgaging houses, you know, for 3%. Remember that? Some kind of tweet like that? And everybody's like, Google collateral. Bernie, like, notice what's the difference between a secured loan and an unsecured loan? Yeah, given an 18-year-old like $200,000 to get a liberal arts degree, that's one level of investment. May have some risk. Or having collateral in a building and property is another level of risk. So, but anyway, it looked like the whole internet kind of just jumped on it on that and just kind of pounded him for a while.
Whenever anything happens with Bernie's campaign, he's always throwing people under the bus. He threw a staffer under the bus as soon as that happened. And
oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, he blamed that on a staffer?
Does Bernie Sanders strike you as a man who's on the internet? I said it before on this show. Bernie Sanders thinks encryption is something that happened to the mummies in Egypt. You know, he's old. He is extremely old. I don't think he runs his own Twitter account. Yeah, it was definitely staffers, and I think somebody got fired.
Well, there, hey, could be an opening in the Bernie Sanders tactical meme department. Slash, or I guess that would be the Twitter bombardment brigade. Would it?
If anybody from the Sanders campaign is listening to Freedom Feeds, I'm sure we're the number one podcast among Sanders campaign staffers.
Oh, huge!
I will work for you for free. I'll give you like whatever memes that you want.
Whoa! Wait a minute.
Here are my conditions. Yeah. But one, I need to get on the Artist for Bernie page. Two, I need to get to add whoever I want to the Artist for Bernie page, whatever I want.
Become an admin of that page.
Yeah, pretty much. And I could throw people off Artists for Bernie and what have you. And I also want the right to add dead people to Artists for Bernie. Because little like Mormonism, I think we should be able to baptize the dead into feeling the burn.
It might get them out of some kind of purgatory.
Baptize the dead as well. So it's a well-established thing, and I think you could spread it to politics. And you know, this could be a way to get your poll numbers to rise. You've had dead people vote before. That's not unheard of.
Yeah, right.
1960, what have you? So maybe you start polling them. Go down to the cemeteries, get a Ouija board.
Okay, I'm down. So anyway, do you think people are being too harsh on Bernie? Maybe this guy has a point.
Fiend phone.
You there, Jim?
Yeah, sounds like we have. All right, are you there? I heard the fiend phone chime come in.
Jim Babb.
Anyway, don't know what that is. Could be the central scrutinizer. Anyway, Steve Miller, did you get droned? Steve Miller may have been droned.
Fiend phone. Right. Fiend phone.
I'm back.
He's back.
I've been droned.
A near
just in time for the break.
Just in time for the break. Right on. Okay, cool. Glad it didn't hit you, Miller.
Indeed. I narrowly averted a drone attack.
It's like a grazing EMP pulse.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
Freedom Fiends.
All right. We're back for the final segment of the Freedom Fiends. Now, this is, we're going to get right into an important segment. Listeners have demanded more Ask a Sumo Sexual. So we've got two listener questions. This is the time where we try to give back to the audience. We try to offer some helpful advice, try to help people get through their lives, right? Okay, because we get so much. It's time to give back. Okay, dear Steve, what bolo ties should I be wearing this time of year? Signed, Needing Neckwear in Nashville.
Great question. So those of you out there know that it is prime neckwear season. So I post a selfie on Twitter at Miller Twice. Every time I do a Freedom Fiends episode, I've started hashtagging them selfieen, S-E-L-F-E-E-N. I would encourage all the other Freedom Fiends hosts to do it as well. I have no idea what some of you look like.
Leave it up to people's imagination. But in your case,
if you're hideous, don't take a picture. Otherwise, take a selfie. It's fun. So you could see the nice.
Actually, every Freedom Fiend is exceptionally attractive. So that's not a problem.
It's true.
Yeah.
I have a large buffalo bolo tie on this evening. Tomorrow I'll be wearing one with a Native American tribal chief with this jade inlay That'll be fancy. But winter is a good time to just wear a big old ostentatious bolo, throw on a sport coat, walk around the town, and make sure you have a nice long string, too, because there is nothing more emasculating than having a short string on your bolo tie. It's a little symbolic. It's a little, there's something like Freudian going on there.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah. You want it to extend at least to the pockets on your cowboy shirt. That's generally the rule that I go by. And the longer the tips, generally, the better as well. Get a
natural.
And you don't need a collection similar to Steve Miller Miller's of bolo ties, where you can wear a bolo tie every day for almost a year and not repeat. But just have a nice rotation of like 3-4 bolo ties, maybe. Maybe you have one in pewter, maybe you have a smaller, more conservative one, and then you got like a giant Freemason one that looks like a saucer, or you have one with a working clock in it, or what have you.
Have you ever thought about your own like customized line of bolo ties?
Oh yeah, definitely. That's one of the reasons that I changed my handle on Instagram to King of Bolo Ties.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
right, we got another question here. Okay. What is a hearty soup recipe for this time of year? Signed, Boulabaisse in Boise.
Well, not Boulabaisse, but you should make yourself some chili. It's good chili season right now. It's going to start getting colder. It's snowing in a lot of the places where this show's airing right now.
What's Chili's your best nice chili recipe?
Yeah, there's a great turkey chili recipe on allrecipes.com, if you just search All Recipes Turkey Chili, you'll find it. I made that tonight during the show. I make soups generally a lot during Freedom Fiends, because during the commercial breaks, I can go, I can stir it, makes the house smell good. It kind of keeps me awake a little bit, having the soup going. Go make yourself some soups. You could freeze them. You can freeze most soups so they stay for a while. And, highly recommended. And it saves you money, too, because you have a nice soup before you leave the house. You don't stop and you make these little purchases of,
all right,
food when you're going around places.
Right. You heard it from Steve. So, yep. Hey, we have time for a little bit of good news for our final redemption. Did you see the headline? Now, this is big. Wisconsin man throws beer bottle at bartender when she changes Black Sabbath to Christmas music. See, the war on Christmas is real. That's real.
Black Sabbath strikes first. Yeah. Well, I guess the first day, yeah. It violates the non-aggression principle to turn off Black Sabbath.
Makes sense.
Christmas music. Yeah. Especially if you purchased it at a jukebox, because that's his property. And oh, man, we could do a 3-hour podcast about how he can't be aggressed, but worms. That'll have to wait for another day.
Yeah. Hey, I've got an even better story here to really just be happy about. Barnes & Noble has just applied for a liquor license. How about that? It's finally liquor. Something to do in a bookstore.
I just met her at the bookstore.
Yeah, I'm here for the books. Yeah.
Yeah. Take her home. Make her some chili. Chili and chill.
Reminds me of that great, wasn't there a great Cruise meme where they said Netflix and chill with Cruise and passed it around as like a fundraiser, like simulating a real Cruise tweet?
Yeah. Pretty fun. Snopes had to get in on the act. Somebody else got called a pants on fire liar joining me. God bless them.
Warms my heart to see this kind of active.
It worms your heart?
Yeah, it worms my heart.